paid into Medicare for decades. Don't spend retirement limping. The Joint Relief Institute treats joint pain fast. It's covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000.
Dean Richards, Sunday morning, WGN. And our Dean's List A-List interviews. We'll get to Jennifer Lawrence in a minute. Yes, she's just going to have to wait. Because my pal Jimmy Rancic is here. I've heard him on the show several times before. Now University of Illinois college student Jimmy Rancic, who is my junior movie critic pal, who's been communicating with me for years. As a little boy, you were telling me about movies that you liked. And I got to tell you, probably about 90% more intelligent than most of the movie critics that I know. Always nice to have you here with us. Hello there.
Thanks for having me again.
You were excited. Jimmy texted me this week and wanted to know, first of all, why I interviewed Jennifer Lawrence without his approval. Mostly his attendance, I think, is what...
The attendance was the big thing.
That was the thing that you were mostly... It's like, how dare I talk to her without you there? But we did in Berlin, Germany a couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. And you're a big-time college student now, so you have to stick with your studies.
Exactly.
But he was a super big Hunger Games fan for the whole series, and you were very excited about Mockingjay Part 2 coming out, and you told me that you wanted to come on to review it. So I'm always happy to have you on to tell me how wrong you are about movies.
How wrong I am about movies.
We disagree
a fair amount, yeah. And I, being a teenager when I read the books, a 15 or 16 year old. I love the books. I read them on spring break. It was the perfect spring break action book. And so I fell in love with the first one. I loved the action, the games, the romance, and I just thought it was a lot of fun. So when I read Mockingjay, it had only been out for like a week or so. It's been a while since I've read the book. And to be honest, I was ready for the whole entire part two to be a bloodbath.
Were you disappointed that they split it up? Because I think fans of the books were disappointed.
Originally, I was. I thought, well, why do you got to split it? And this isn't a very long book. It's not a 700-page Harry Potter book. Why split it? But then I saw part one, and I thought, okay. I understand that you had to build up this whole revolution between the districts and coming together and fighting the Capitol and all that, and the downfall of PETA.
Had nothing to do whatsoever with the movie studio's greed, by the way,
mm-hmm.
of just trying to milk a little more money out of this as they possibly could.
But they did. They did it justice, and they cut it exactly where they should have.
Okay. All right.
I believe.
All right.
Because I remember when I was reading the book, and then they said PETA was, like, deranged. I threw the book.
You threw that? Literally?
I literally threw the book. And I took a break myself. So I thought, it was like a two-day break. But it was still a break. And
so you saw the movie.
So I saw the movie.
Yeah.
Part two. When I just recently watched part one since it had come into theaters opening weekend. And I remember liking it, and then I watched it again, and I was like, okay, I really like that they're all getting together, and they're realizing that that's the only way they're going to overthrow the Capitol. And you know, she throws up the three fingers, which is like the peace sign, and people start doing it that weren't doing it before because they were scared of the Capitol. And
Capital is the evil government, the evil President Snow's mm-hmm. abusing the people. I mean, it's a rebellion story. I mean, if you haven't read it, it's a rebellion story. It's this young girl who leads a people's rebellion, basically against the oppressive government. So did you like the movie, part two?
I had to think about it a couple of days. I thought, you know, it was very slow getting to where it needed to go. And that kind of upset me because I felt like they were just toying along until the big action scenes had to come. And it's her trying to convince the leaders of District 13, which you see in the first part, that she has to go to the Capitol and defeat Snow. And so that, I felt like they just argued about that too long, about how she's the Mockingjay, and, you know, it just took too long for them to say, okay, you can go. But then the action hit, and the action was frightening. It was intense. The thing I liked best is I felt like I was in danger sitting in my seat.
Wow.
I thought they hit that note really well, but I didn't feel like they hit the first hour well.
Maybe I had just checked out within that first hour.
That
when the action hit, I didn't think it was bad. I just thought it's like okay, let's come on.
You had already kind of
come on. Let's lost get interest. This over with. I had kind of lost interest in it. So I think that's why I felt like there wasn't a wow moment in this that you felt like. I mean, if you felt scared, you felt in a wow moment definitely.
Because I knew it was gonna pick up. I know they wouldn't leave us wanting more.
Right.
And so I was like, okay, I had just gotten home from a 3-hour car ride coming home from school, and I was like, I don't care, I'm going on Dean Sunday. I gotta go see it.
The pressure.
So it was pressure.
The pressure. Were you blown away by Jennifer Lawrence as I was? Her performance in this completely made this movie.
Blown away, but not surprised. I've seen it in the first three movies. I've seen her raw emotion. No one's pretty when they cry. And so you have all these Hollywood actresses crying, but they still look beautiful, right?
Right.
Jennifer Lawrence is an ugly crier. Yeah. I love her. She's a beautiful woman. She's an ugly crier. And that's what makes it feel so real. Because I
convinces you when she's crying that she's sad.
She brings sad, you the emotion. That she's hurt. That the Capitol is just broken.
Angry, whatever it is. So we sort of, this may be the first time in a long time we kind of agree on this then.
I think so.
You gave it a B+?
I texted you. I was like, I don't even know about a B+. But the more I think about it, and I try to remember the book, I think they did an okay job. It could have been a lot better, recognizing that she was really trying hard to get into the Capitol when people were saying, no, this is too dangerous. So the more I think about it, the more I think it could have been done better, but it was still okay.
Okay.
Not enough for me to give it a B or a B-, so I'm going to agree on the B+.
All right, good enough. It's going to be one of the choices for the holiday movie going this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a bunch of Wednesday openings this week instead of Friday because of the holiday. We'll tell you about those on the TV morning news. What else is going on in your world? How have you been? Everything going at school? Freshman at U of I in Champaign now? Things going well?
Things are okay. I'm in an intro to social work class that I'm really enjoying, and we are picking my classes for next semester. I'm going to take a class where Mondays and Wednesdays we meet, and Tuesdays from 5 to 7 we watch popular movies or TV.
Sweet.
So get ready for some better reviews next week.
They're always pretty good.